Zeichet Shmos Daniel Shaina Basir Shua Falak. Okay, Rebbe, starting a new Indian today. Davar Sheishol Matirin, which is one of the very Yisoidistic halachas in Hilchas Taruvas. So we know, we've been discussing throughout the year the concept of bittul. You have something, two kosher pieces of meat, one non-kosher piece of meat. It's bottle, biyovish, biyovish, chad betray bottle. But sometimes you have something that is going to become mutter eventually. Like a treif piece of meat is never going to become mutter. It's treif. It's never going to become mutter. And even if one day it's nifsal and it becomes mutter, but that's because it's no longer that piece of meat anymore. It's like panim chadashos. But sometimes you have the exact same thing. Say, for example, you have a muktzah. You have a beitzah shenolda b'Shabbos, b'yotif, so it's muktzah. So muktzah is only on Shabbos. On Sunday, it's mutter. Right? Once Motzei Shabbos comes along, then it's mutter. So say something, the beitzah got mixed in other beitzim on Shabbos. It was born on Shabbos, it got mixed in on Shabbos. So, the first glance, I would say, okay, it's muktzah, and it's now it's bottle, should be bottle. But the concept of Dovr Sheishlo Matir Neinu Bottle means that that since on Sunday it's going to be mutter without bittel, so why rely on bittel today if we can do it on Sunday without anything? So therefore Chazal took away the din of bittel. Now this is a very peculiar thing, because this is, makes it sound like bittul is only like a b'dieved. Obviously, emivad l'nisr l'chatchila, so it doesn't work. But if it happened, then it's not a pshat that you can't rely on bittul. Bittul is a din l'chatchila if it happened. So then the bittul is a din l'chatchila. So then. So what's this whole concept of davar sheyesh lo matirin eino batal? I mean, we discussed like one of the first shiurim that could be it's apikorsis not to rely on bittul. Rav Shechter mentioned that in the OU they don't rely on bittul because that's a choshen mishpat thing. He said that because people think that when you're getting a hechsher from the OU that it's no without any problems. So there's no, every ingredient is kosher. That's their mindset. So he says, so therefore if you're relying on bittul, then that's not what they're expecting. They're expecting that there's no non-kosher ingredients whatsoever. They're not expecting that there is and it's really bittul. So therefore they don't rely on it. But bittul, that's a policy thing. You understand? Certain kashrus organizations, they have their halacha, but they also have policies. So that's policy. But halacha is that there's a din bittul. I mean, we discussed the tshuva of the Radvaz, that if something was bottled already, and you buy it, maybe that's also called a mevad l'nisr l'chatchila. But if you're not assuming like that, so the concept of bittul, not to rely on bittul, Look in Rashi and Beitz on page 1 and Gimel of Beis. Yeshul Matin Shiyochel Lo'ochlo Achel Yontif Beheter Gomer. That after Yontif, after Shabbos, you can eat a Beheter Gomer. But the question is, but isn't this also Heter Gomer? So what do we see? We saw a tshuva in the Marsham, right? On day 1. So that was the discussion that maybe you see from here that it's not considered. But l'chor, the pasha says it is heter gomer. So what's the whole thing? It's a pasuk in chumash. Pasuk in chumash. It's coming up in 2 weeks in mishpatim. So we have to try to understand what is this idea. That a davar sheyesh lo matirin is in a bottle. That's one of the reasons. That's the famous reason of Rashi. So if you take a look in on page 7 in the Bavi HaShulchan, the Chaim HaKohen. The Chaim HaKohen wrote the Sefer Bavi HaShulchan, and his son also wrote the Chelkas Binyamin, the same style, the Mishnah Brewer type of Sefer on Yerideya. Between the father and the son, they're trying to go through a lot of Yerideya. There was a man by the name of Yoshua Heschel Wallhandler, who, unfortunately, I never met face to face, but I used to speak on the phone to him. And he was considered one of the biggest, very chush of a person in Williamsburg. He wrote a sefer called Gufei Halachas, and he called it Mishnah Brura HaChadash. Mishnah Brura HaChadash on Hilchas Nida. Somehow he divided into three parts. He did the first part, the third part, and I think the second part never came out. And unfortunately, he's no longer with us. But I once had a difficult Nida Shaila, and I was trying to see if there are any coolers, and the only one of all the people I spoke to who had makaris for me to you know, for this Shaila was this man, Rav Yeshua Wallhandler. And I don't know, people got, it wasn't right that people didn't like that he called it Mishnah Brura HaChadash, so they caused trouble for him, which I don't think was right. So other people who did, you know, this concept, but they didn't call it Mishnah Brura HaChadash, they called it, you know, Bavi HaShulchan, or now it's a certain style of, you know, this type of thing, like, where the Bavi HaShulchan is like the Mishnah Brura, the Birurim is like the Bir Halacha, even though he calls it different things, so he didn't get himself in trouble here. But, so he writes here, where I put the arrow, the second arrow here on the page, on page 7. He says, Nachlu HaRishon B'tam HaDovah Shel Das Rashi, What's the problem? So then what's wrong? Why do we say, instead of relying on bittul, which is much without some type of, you know, questionable thing, so wait till Sunday, wait till Motzoi Yontev, Yoshei Shabbos, and you... You see, really, Chazal could have made a gzeira not to rely on bittul. Maybe Chazal could have, even though the Torah matted it, Chazal could have asked it, even though that would be against the Taz, that they can't, you know... goes against something that's beforeish beheter, but maybe they could have made a gzeira. But chashu chacham hefsed mamonim shal Yisrael. But the reason why they didn't take away the gzeira is because they were afraid that the people are going to lose money. In other words, they have something it's really bittul, but now we're going to be gozer that you can't rely on bittul and have to throw out the whole taruvas. There's a problem, you know, people lose money. So they kept it. But where anyway you won't have to what throw it out, because even if Chazal would have a gozer, the bittul couldn't work, but you still could wait till tomorrow and then you don't even need bittul. Right? So therefore they made a gzeira not to rely on bittul. In other words, really, they could have made a gzeira not to rely on bittul in any case. Because once you rely on bittul, then, you know, people will come to mezalzel, they'll probably come to mevatalis or lechatchila, you know, once you have heterim. But they didn't go zar bittul because they didn't want to take away mamon and shol Yisrael. But on Dover Shei Shlom Atirin, they tackle what goes zar bittul. Because why rely on bittul? Just wait till tomorrow. Even though bittul is a good heter, but it might come to for people to be mezalzel bisurim. So they could have been gozer, but they weren't because that'll be mamonish al Yisrael. But taka, the one time they were gozer not to rely on bittul is davar sheish lo matirin, because then there's not a question of mamonish al Yisrael. Because you just wait till tomorrow, and then there won't be any issue of Mamon and Shel Yisrael. Okay, so that's what he says. Okay, so that's the famous Rashi. Now, there's also a very famous Ran on page 2. In the yeshivas, it's known as the Tells Ran. You see, Tells had their own Derech HaLimud. Shimon Shkop tells it was, you know, they say that, like Rabbi David Horowitz has mentioned, that brisk is the what, and Shimon Shkop was like the why. So whereas in brisk, you're not allowed to ask why, you're only supposed to explain what. And the other mahalach was more philosophical. You could speak about the why are things this way, that brisk didn't. Today, the tells derech, even the people who are in tells all learned in brisk, so like the tells derech and learning isn't used as much today as it was when. So, but this is called the tells aran, because it's explaining the why something is true. So let's say it outside, and then we'll. He says like this, that the concept of bittul is a clash. You have something's mutter, something's aser, and they clash. So the Torah says, "Achari rabim lahatos," and the iser becomes mutter because of the clash. But if the clash is not such a clash, because even the Isser thing is eventually become mutter, then the contrast is not so stark. So it's not such a clash. So Mela what? So Mela, it's not going to be chal. But the concept of you see, we know there's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino zein abatal. You have kosher milk and non-kosher milk mixed together, so that's the same species. So we hold it's batal. We hold midaraisa it's batal barov, and midrabban and you need shish. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says no. Min b'mino is not batal. He quotes from the pasuk in Dam HaPar, Dam HaSoyer, that right, you have the two on Yom Kippur. You have the two, the dam of the par, and the dam the par is the big animal. The soyer is the small goat. So the dam from the soyer is much less than the Dam HaPar, but it's still called Dam HaSoyer, even though it's mixed in the Dam HaPar. So you see, the min b'mino is ain't a batal. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and we paskin not that way. We paskin that min b'mino is batel, midaraisa is batel barov, and midrabanan you need shishim. Now, so says the Ran, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's not batel? So the brisk way would say it's a pasuk, dama par dama sar. But the tells way, and that's why I call it the tells Ran, is to give an explanation. The explanation is because batel is based on contrast. And if it's both dam, even though one is us or one is mutter, but the species are the same, so you don't have enough of a contrast to create bittul. So mamela, that's why it's going to be not bottle. So says the Ran like this, that when you have min b'mino, so then what is that?
No contrast.
There's no contrast, but there is a contrast on the fact that one is mutter and one is aser. But if the mutter and aser thing is not such a contrast, because the aser thing eventually is going to become mutter, so then you don't have a contrast from the perspective of the species, and you don't have the contrast from the perspective of the iser heter, so merely it won't be batal. But says the Ran, but if it was a min b'she'ein amino, say you had juice and milk, you know, non-juice, kosher juice, non-kosher milk, and it's a mimba she'ein amino. But the milk is muktzah milk, say, okay, because it's from
milk on Shabbos,
something like that. So then, over there, you don't have the contrast from the Isser of Heter, because the Isser is going to become mutter, but you have contrast from the Min B'Shein Amino aspect, so that's good enough. So the Ran has explained that the din of Dovah She'ei Shalom Matir Einam Batel is only said by what? By Min B'Mino. Because Min B'Mino, therefore, you won't have either contrast. You won't have the contrast from the perspective of the species, and you won't have the contrast from the perspective of Isser V'Heter. But if it's Min B'Shein Amino, so even though you don't have a real clash from the perspective of what? The Isser V'Heter, because the Isser is going to be Mutter, but you do have a contrast from the perspective of the species, because it's different species, then Min B'Shein Amino, you don't say the din of Dovah She'ei Shalom Matir Einam Batel. So this is a different perspective of... So you want to see it inside here. Now, Sharocha Chomel Chalik Badov and Sheishlo Matir and Bemino and Shein Amino made Kach Nirali, the Tamish Adov, the Chazin of Rabban of Rabbi Huda, Rabban of Rabbi Huda arguing to Iflubu Bemin Bemino, Ibotel Olo, Aminim, the Shneem Mikra Echa Darsha. They learn from the Postig, Vulakach, Vidama Par, Vidama Soy. Shavu be the Dama Par Maruba, Kari Le Dama Soyer. There's the Dama Par and Dama Soyer mixed together, but you still call it Dama Soyer, even though that's the Mian, because Min B'Mino is Eina Bato, Alma Lo Bato, because Sav Rav Yehuda Dainu Taima Mishum, the Min B'Mino Lo Bato, if you should call Dama Shehu Dome Lachaveiro, Eina Machlisho Mavatlo. So if two things are, if there's not a clash, then it doesn't Mavatlo. Fakir, if it's similar, it's mechazik each other. Ela mamido u mechazko. Mishum hach yisvir leg Rabbi Yehuda, kekulu yisuri demim meminu lo bato. Rabbana lo mashmu lo hachi. Kol mokam mim meminu de isu v'heter. Rabbana say the fact that the clash that one is mutter and one is also is sufficient. That's by Dover, that's nothing to do with Dover Shein Lomatini. Came into the Chad Yisur, the Chad Shari, Shein Roy Lilech, Achar Dimyonim, Be'etzim, Achar Chigulum, Yisur V'Heter, and the Hainu Taimu, the Dama Par, Hainu B'Vatel Dama Soyer, Mishum, the Kevin, the Shneim, Olam, Klomer, so they're saying that, no, it's different because it's Korbanos, it's different. Hainu V'Adlin Zer Zer. The Hehid Rebbe Yehuda, Ozil Achar Dimyon, Ha'etzim, Ozil Rabban Achar Dimyon, Ha'heter. Ficha kol shachalukim be'isav heter afil min b'mino batel d'havalei min b'shein amino. Shepachim min adovashi shlomotirin notu rabbonim b'shem chumra l'divrei Rabbi Yehuda. By adovashi shlomotirin, so we follow Rabbi Yehuda because you don't have a clash from the perspective of the min b'mino and you don't have a clash in the perspective of isav heter. But the kevin de'in adovar zecholuk b'na heter l'gamrein be'isav heter v'efu Sofulios Nitar Kamahu Amina She'enu Batil Bemino. Tichachi Hava Domu Tuva Chad She'en Shavim Bemin Vo She'enu Chalukim Lugamri Be'isu V'Heter Shepachi Lo Batil Elav She'enu Mino Kidei She'osu Chiluk She'esh Be'en Bemino She'enu Mino Yashlim Oso Shivu Shidu Tosef. In other words, whatever, if it's, you say the clash is not good enough from the perspective of Isu V'Heter, but it's Mim She'enu Mino, so that'll Mimashlim the contrast. Tishachilu sheben b'minim sibas habitul ha'shoveh. So that's his yisod. That's the famous Tel Zeran. Now, I remember many years ago, it was the summer of 1987. So Rav Moshe Dimmerman, he was a... Moshe Dimmerman was one of the tremendous Magidei, he should live and be well, but Hashem, he's probably in his 90s now. He was my Rebbe in Keren B'Yavna. He was also Rabbi Willig's Rebbe in Keren B'Yavna. He was a very chashuva Talmud Chacham, very one of the greatest Magidei Shiurim in the generation, you know, tremendous. So his wife was not well, and he came to America for the first time in 1987. And he visited in Moresh HaKolel for a couple of days, and he gave four shiurim there. So the first shiur he gave was on this Machlokas Rashi and the Ran of what's the reason Dovah Sheinu Matir in a bottle. Is it because of Rashi's reason that since you could eat it the next day, that since you can eat it tomorrow without any shailas, so why rely today? And we explained what that's all about, five colon. And the second reason is the Ran. And he gave two nafkaminas between these two reasons. There's a third thing that I didn't mention yet, but I don't know if we'll mention it today or maybe the next year. But the third, so this is what he talked about. First, he quoted the Pnei Yeshua. You see, there's another halacha of Darvashay. By Darvashay Shalom Atirim, we say it's Eina Batal. But there's another halacha. And that is, normally we have a concept called what? Safik Drabanan Lakula. So say you have an egg that was born on Shabbos, but it's a suffix. Maybe it was born on Friday. You're not sure. Was it born on Friday? Or was it born on Shabbos? If it's born on Friday, it's not muktzah. Born on Shabbos, it is muktzah. So it's a suffix. So we say what? Suffix derabanan lekula. But the halacha is by davar sheish lo matirin, you don't say suffix derabanan lekula. Okay, that's Gemara's here in. We'll see. But you don't say Safik Drabanu Kula. Here, take a look on page one here. There's a Maran Beitza. Let me give him a little base. Safik Drabanu. Call Safik Drabanu Kula. So, but you only say Safik Drabanu, but if it's a Davar Sheish Lo Matirin, you don't say. So he pointed out from the Pnei Yeshua, or Moshe Dimon, that what? What did he say? That this Svara of that you don't say it only works with Shitas Rashi. In other words, because Shitas Rashi is why rely on Bittul, wait till tomorrow. So, same thing, why rely on Safik Derabanan Lekula? Wait till tomorrow, you won't have to rely on that. But the whole thing of the Ran is only a din in a shiloh of a tarovis. Why is it batal? It doesn't explain why you don't say Safik Derabanan Lekula. So basically what he said, I think based on the Pnei Yeshua, I believe it was, Rav Moshe Dimon said, that has to be that the Ran is moda to Rashi Svara as well. Because if you don't say Rashi Svara, then you're not going to be able to explain how come there's no Safik Derabanan Lekula by a Dov Sheish Lamatir. That was the first thing he said. Okay? The second thing he said, Moshe Dimon, is that what if you have a Shail of Bittel when there are two Isurim? You have an egg that's an egg from a Trefa that was nulled on Yontif. So it has two Isurim. It has Trefa, and it has Muktzah. And then that falls into a Tarovis. So what do we say? So there are different possibilities what you could say. You could say, well, maybe the Trefa Shabbat was Batal, and the Muktzah Shabbat was not Batal. Or you could say, maybe since the Muktzah Shabbat was not Batal, then nothing is Batal. So that's the question. So this question is discussed in the acronym. In the Prima Godim here on page 3. The bottom of the page, on the right side, so the bottom arrow. Upon Echad, Ubeitza Trefa Shanolda Biyantif in the Sarva. Ubeitza Trefa that was Nolda Biyantif and then it got mixed in. Larashi Lobotil. Because according to Rashi, it's not Botil. Why? Neither Machar Tzarech Bittel, Mitav Trefa, Mikol Kol Matzah, the Mekam, the Medabli Bittel, in Yenisa Yantif Avdina. So meaning, since there was in Echanami, it's not going to be batal because true tomorrow you're gonna you need bittul mitam treifa because mokum but we say whatever you can do without bittul do without bittul kol matzid the mebet believe bittul v'niyasa yontif avdinin so therefore what so you should wait. You should wait because why? Because you're going to have to. He's going to need the bittul for. The treifa you're going to need the bittul anyway, but the muktzah. So you can't say eat it today and rely on bittul because the other thing you don't have to. So therefore, wait till tomorrow because tomorrow you won't have to rely on bittul for the muktzah. Today you'll have to rely for bittul for both isurim, the treifa and the muktzah. You wait till tomorrow, you'll only have to rely on bittul for one so the treifa, not for that, so might as well wait. That's the concept of Rashi. We'll see. But according to the Ran, minam, because since from the perspective of the treifa, there's a clash. So once the clash is there, because the then it's batal, and then the muktzah will be batal too. Because once you have, question is you don't have a clash when it's mimbamino. But now the treifa created the clash because the treifa. So then the muktzah will also be batal, and you don't have to wait. That's the prima gadim. And this you want to see. This tshuva of the on page 5. This is the Tzemach Tzedek. I always tell you that there are two Tzemach Tzedeks. This is Rav Menachem. In other words, the Lubavitch one and the non. You know, but the thing is, you would think the Lubavitch one is Menachem Mendel, which it is, and the non-Lubavitch is not. But the problem is, even the non-Lubavitch is Menachem Mendel, so it makes it complicated. Why is that? Because There's a minhag that when you write a sefer, you have a remez from your name. So you can have your name Beferish, or you can have gematria. So the gematria of Menachem Mendel is Tzemach Tzedek. So that's why even, and that's why what, the Vizhnitzer Rebbe, what's his sefer called? Tzemach Tzadik, because he spells Mendel with a yud between the Dalet and the Lamed. So then, since he spells Mendel with a yud between Zal and Lamed, then he has to name his sefer Tzemach Tzadik and put an extra yud.
Sedei Tzofen, Sedei, Shmuel Dolan Kohen.
Yeah, so you see, it's a. But you should know, whenever. The Menachem Mendel is quoted in the Magen Avraham, so it's an old. Tzemach Tzadik is, for us, it's already old. You know, he was the third. Lubavitch Rebbe, which is already many years ago. But in terms of history, the Menachem Mendel Krochmal, sometimes like Rav Avadia Yosef, when he'll quote it in parentheses, he'll write Hayosham. This is the old Tzemach Tzedek, because this is a quote in the Magen Avraham already. And so he has the tshuva here. Yeah, you see where I put the arrow on page 5 at the bottom. Iker din beitzas treif or sofik treif shenol de biyonta v'nis arva. Ibetele lo imikri do shish lo matir. So that's the shayla here. So the Prima Gadim claims that it's tolay in this machloikas. So that's the Yeshiva Sharan. Tells Aran. Okay, now there is more to say on the on this topic. Let's see. There's a famous Isser v'Heter. And is it in this packet or is it in the next packet? Is the Isser v'Heter here?
Yeah, I think it's in the Torah packet.
Yeah. Page 18. Kasav Yisuv Heter, page 18, Torah Schatas by the Ramah. The Kasav Yisuv Heter, Klal Chafhei, the Chaticha Ruilus Kabe, Uber Ya'ina B'tei Ladafka B'mino. Right, we discussed this, we did the Shach, right? We discussed that Lachara, there's no difference. Shouldn't be Batal either way. But this Yisuv Heter says that the concept of Chaticha Roilus Kabe Eina B'Teila Beria Eina B'Teila is Dafka B'Mino Aval Shalom B'Minam Hava B'Nos En Tam. But Shalom B'Minam is B'Nos En Tam Dumya Dovashi Yishlo Matir In Debato Shalom B'Minam. So he's saying a whole different thing here. He's saying Chatira Roilus Kabe Beria. It's Ena Teila only Bemino, but B'Shalom Bemino, then it will be Batal, right? Just like Davashi Yishlo Matirin is Batal Shalom Bemino. Ve'Ena Nochan.
What's the example of a Beria Bemino versus Shalom Bemino?
A place, you have a grape of Orla.
You mean you have two you have two fruits. One has a berry and one does not have a berry. Is that the case?
No, Bimino means you have kosher grapes and non-kosher grapes that got mixed together. Veda nochon darei harash because of betshuva sheberi shenoflu liyerek deina betela. So Pashas is it's even made in a kachkosabes Yosef kemashpa sh'arim d'lo kavase shakosa b'tipas cholav lo mikri roilus kabe lav hachi lo batal avogav d'lo shalom minu mashevi raya b'midover sh'yesh lo matir nir l'chalek shani hasem deyna chashiv inside iser atzmo and l'meyecha sh'yelo heter achakach lo rotzu chomim sh'yiz batal. So he's saying like this, the reason why d'lo sh'yesh lo matir is not batal is because since it's going to be mutter afterwards, so Chachamim didn't want to rely on Bittel, or so Chum Sheis Batel. And that's really similar to what Raphael Cohen says, because he can come to Zilzel and it looks funny. But if it's Shalom B'Mino, Ein Heter Nikra Al Dover HaIsser, El Hashem Dover Shinisarebo, Vavi Kamo Sheein Lo Matiri. In other words, the idea is we don't want a bittul to happen when it's so obvious that a bittul is happening. So if it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin and it's mimbamino, so the iser and the heter are called the same mid. So it's going to be obvious that we're relying on bittul. But if you have one, the Isser is called one thing and the Het is called another thing, it's more camouflaged. Like you have grapes and peanuts and they all got mixed together.
Less camouflaged. They're visually, they're different. They're grapes and peanuts.
Right.
As opposed to grapes and grapes. It's the grape shall Isser are more camouflaged.
Right. So they're more camouflaged, so that is, so it's not nicker that we're saying bittel here, because it's the heter's grapes, this is grapes, so we're calling it grapes, so now you can eat the grapes. But, so then now it's looking that you're eating grapes shalissa. But when it's mimeshein amino, and obviously the heter is the rove, so we're going to call it by the species of heter. So then, so therefore, it's going to be.
You saying it's
not, so, Mamela, one second. So it's not. It doesn't look like you're being relying on Bittel, because you're calling it by the heter, which is a different thing than the Isser. So it's a similar to Rashi,
in fact, Zilzel,
but the idea is that we will only want to do it by Min Mishen Amino, not like the Ran, because it's a contrast and thing like that. It's because when it's Min Mishen Amino, it's camouflaged that there's a bittel going on, because at the end of the day, you're going to eat it and you say, I'm eating grapes, even though they're peanut shalus there.
And this
is quoted in the Shach. This of Heter. I don't know if the Shach ever quoted the Ran. That Ran in the Dharm. I don't know. Did he have a Ran in the Dharm? I wrote a piece. Bezer Shachol should come out soon, based on a piece someone else wrote about which Rishon in the Beis Yosef had and which he didn't have, and based on that, why he paskined, you know, the way he did. Like, say, for example, the big thing I like to talk about is the Eruv in the big cities. So Moshe was Machmir, that the Rashba says, if you have a Rishus HaRabim, and then there's walls around it. So it's all Manhattan has walls. But the Rashba said, like Reuven Feinstein said from his father, my father held even if there's walls, but inside is a Rishus HaRabim. So they have a whole Rishus HaRabim going around in the wall, so to speak. So therefore, that's still a Rishus HaRabim. That's the Rashba Shita, the Avodas HaKodesh. Even if you have losses nulus balayla, but if you have a platia inside, so why did the Mechaber quote it? So that's the Chacham Tzvi's kasha. Why did the Mechaber quote it? If he likes the Rashba. You see here, he didn't quote it, so it must be that he doesn't hold from it. But it could be the answer is no, because based on what I saw in someone else's article, that the Beis Yosef didn't have the Rashba of the Avodas HaKodesh, that Sefer. He didn't have it. That's why he didn't quote it. If he would have it, Stami would have quoted it. And then that would be a big chumrah for Erevin in the big cities, even if you could say that there are walls around it. So if you look at the Shach, in other words, you would think the Shach, everyone would quote this Ran. This is like in the Yeshivish world, this is the end all be all of life, this Ran, you know. But if you look, let's see if we can find the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach. Okay, is it in this packet?
Page
20.
The Ran doesn't work for us. Okay,
let's say, let's look. Here. It says in Shulchan Aruch on page 19. Look at the Shach Dalit. Even though in Beria, So he says the reason why there's a difference between Mino and Mishenu Mino by Dovah Sheishalom Matirin is not because of why of the Ran Svar. He doesn't quote the Ran. I don't know if he had the Ran in the Dharam. It's because of why? It's because of the Torah's Chatas, the Isim Heta quote of Torah's Chatas, that we want to have Bittul, but then if we have Bittul, like Rav Chaim Kohn said, it'll come to Zilzul, so we'll only do the Bittul, or Dov Sheish Lovatir, and if we can camouflage it. And it's in Mishen Amino, it's like camouflage, because in the end of the day, you're going to call it Al Shem a different thing. The kosher thing. Right, exactly. But Mim Amino, you're going to call it the same thing, and therefore that. So he quotes the Yisuf Heter. And the Yisuf Heter, the yeshivas, they never heard of this Yisuf Heter. Everyone knows the Ran. The Yisuf Heter, they don't know. So it's not as known. It's not a, you know, it's more Balabatish Shepshat. It's not a. The Lamdisha, you know, the Ran, this famous Ran that everyone's talking about. I mean, yeah.
Why is Mimshin Amino more camouflage than Mimshin?
Because in the end of the day, what are you going to call it when you're going to eat it? You're going to call it Al Shem the Rove, and the Rove is a different min than the meat. So you're going to call it like you had the milk and the trefa orange juice, and they got mixed together. So if the milk is the rove, you're going to call it milk. You're not going to call it orange juice. But if it's Mim Amino, you're going to call it milk either way. And the milk is what was batel, so it's going to be more. It's less camouflaged. Okay, so those are the three different mahalchim here. I mean, you have the Rashi, you have the Ran, you have the Sisav Heter, you have the. And then the Prima Gardim, what Rav Moshe Dimson said based on the Pnei Yeshua, that even the Ran has to be masking to Rashi, or else you won't understand why Safik the Rabbanan the Kuli, you don't say Bedov Sheish La Matirin. And then you have the question of the Tzemach Tzedek's question about Trefa, Shenolda Biyantif, Shenis Arva. What's the halacha over there? Okay, so we did finish this pack. We'll continue. We still have to do Sveikim, but we did most of it. So we finish off, and not a packet on this, but this is a big Yisoid sticker thing that we did today. Okay, very good. Yishkoyach.